This is Joe's story. I'm thinking about what does self-care feel like in my body, look like and sound like, and the things that make me feel that I'm looking after myself and are actually quite essential is the ability to travel to places, just even locally. And we are really lucky in South Devon that we've got so many beautiful places, or even in the southwest around us. And it's just absolutely essential for me to be able to get out into those areas. I love to be able to walk away from crowds and people, which tends to mean I need to move off-road and walk and go off-piste a bit. But then I also like to be able to spend some time just sitting and soaking in and listening and smelling and seeing amazing landscapes and seascapes. Giving myself the time to sit and just soak it up, and it just totally recharges my batteries. I actually find that's quite medicinal, and it releases endorphins. Sometimes it just gives me an absolute high. It's amazing. So it's really essential that I can do that for myself. So therefore, when I can't do it, I must be really ill. And that's okay as long as it's temporary. So however ill that I might be, as long as I can just get a small bit of that self-care, being in the outside, and getting those big skies or big landscapes, or even if it's from a car window, or sitting on a piece of grass, that just gives me medicine, really. And relationships with friends and family and other people affecting my ability to self-care. I'm a very sociable person, and I love sharing experiences with people, making memories with my family and my friends, and growing the futures of my children, my family. It's really exciting. So I don't always make the right choices, and for me, social tends to involve wine. So that's not particularly good, but I do love it. So what matters to me, and how does self-care support my health and well-being? Just being able to get outside, it feeds my soul.